Yeah.
Mr. Colson, sir.
Yes, sir, Mr. President. I think it's important in handling this thing now that you, of course, will know it's going to be handled.
Right.
But I would say nothing. I've had a long talk with Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be done through the parole board.
All right.
It has to be done through it's commutation of sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than pardon, which of course means he still does not have his civil rights,
mm-hmm.
which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell will handle it all himself. He will. They do have some other things on Hoffa. He.
Mm-hmm.
I told him to discuss the situation directly with Fitz.
Good.
Tell him what we had and that. And I didn't let on that we'd had any other channels at all.
No.
Mitchell will also do the low bit. Loeb has been in contact with him anyway. He says it's a terribly dangerous thing, but Mitchell has his own ways. He's pretty clever this way.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we've decided to go on it, and that's that. And I said, well, John, it's in your hands. I don't want to hear anything more about it, and I'll just be surprised when it's on the list.
That's fine. And now Fitz was supposed to call me by the end of the day today because he called me.
You just tell him that
he'll hear from
him. You just tell him the president. You raised with him. The president has had a talk with Mitchell. He'll hear directly from Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
and that Mitchell will work out whatever is satisfactory. But it has to be totally, he and Mitchell.
Right.
He'll understand. All the messages have been conveyed, and Mitchell's completely on salvo.
Well, that's all I need to say, and that'll take care of it.
You just tell him that you talked.
There.
Yep. So Fitz will know you talked to me. I talked to Mitchell.
Right.
We all agreed, but that Mitchell's got to handle it now. Fitz and G. Fitz, we believe us. Play our game now, boy.
Well, he. No worries.
Tell him that the president's concern was to be sure that he wants this done and done the right way, When he talks to Mitchell without his, he should not convey to Mitchell. He's talked to you, of course.
No, he knows that.
But he's to say to him that. But tell him to tell Mitchell everything he wants, and then Mitchell will do it.
That's
how's that sound?
Oh, that's perfect. I mean, that's all I need to do. He just needs that signal. And
all right.
I think that'll pay enormous dividends.
Well, it's the way it goes.
We'll take a little heat, but
the hell with heat.
Yeah, it's not going to
heat and a lot of other things too.
That's right. And you're solid enough now to do it. If you weren't in the position you're in, I'd be very reluctant. But
okay.
I saw Lovestone today, and he confirms Meany is in tough shape. He first wouldn't admit it, and then he kind of came around to it.
Tough shape, but does he think he's going to get out, though? Or?
No, what he says, Christ, he said they'll take him out feet first.
No, but is he going to get out of the hospital?
Oh, yes, he'll be out of the hospital.
Die.
No, I'm sorry.
Not that tough, I hope.
No, he said that what he's planning to leave the hospital at the end of this week. He has been ordered to take a month or 6 weeks off, which he will do, lose 20 pounds,
mm-hmm.
that it's an angina-type condition.
Yeah.
He let that kind of slip out.
Yeah.
He wanted to let me know.
Yeah, I know.
And but he hoped he'd be back in swing by the February meetings, but he'll...
Yeah.
And
you let him know that I was personally very concerned about Meany's health and all that.
I did,
and that there's nobody bombing him or anything. He's let Meany could do himself a little good by not being quite so rough on us at the moment.
Well, this was Lovestone's whole point in coming to see me, and I'm sure he was sent to me. He doesn't ever come to me. He very rarely comes to me unless he's got a message.
Mm-hmm.
His whole message to me was that Meany is sorry.
Yeah.
Lost his head. Was a one-day thing.
And I hope you point out Lovestone. I've never said a word about him.
I made that point very firmly. I said, sometime when you're talking to me, tell him that, and it's a fact, that I've been in many meetings with the president when people have bad-mouthed Meany, and the president has always said, damn it, he is an American. He stood with us when we needed it. And I said, it's just, it's tragic. I said, Meany did himself in that day on television. He said, of course he did. He said, but the thing that gave him the heart attack was that he knew he'd done it.
Yeah.
And he said that bothered him more than anything else because he knew he'd done it to himself.
Yeah.
And it just really
good.
It just ate him apart, apparently.
Well, all right.
I'll move on this, Mr. President. I think that's
fine. Fine.
Well,
that'll be that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.